إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له، يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. أما بعد، أرحب بكم جميعا. I welcome all of you. درسنا من الملخص الفقهي. Still reading from الملخص الفقهي of فضيلة الشيخ الوالد الدكتور صالح الفوزان حفظه الله. باب في السجود للسهو. Tonight, inshallah ta'ala, we're going to learn in this chapter about the prostration for forgetfulness. السجود السهو. السجود للسهو. قال الشيخ حفظه الله: لما كان الإنسان عرضة للنسيان والذهول، كان الشيطان يحرص على أن يشوش عليه صلاته ببعث الأفكار وإشغال باله بها عن صلاته، وربما ترتب على ذلك نقص في الصلاة أو زيادة فيها بدافع النسيان والذهول. شرع الله سبحانه وتعالى للمصلي أن يسجد في آخر صلاته تفاديا لذلك، وإرغاما للشيطان، وجبرا للنقصان، وإرضاء للرحمن. وهذا السجود هو ما يسميه العلماء سجود السهو. In introduction, the Shaykh Salih al-Fawzan, حفظه الله تعالى, said, the human being can forget. We're human. And because we're human, we do forget sometimes. And also, on top of this, Shaytan, the Shaykh said, Shaytan is very diligent to disturb the person in his prayer. So we're human, we forget, and also the shaitan is very diligent. Shaitan works very hard to disturb the person in his prayer. That's why you see sometimes you begin to pray and all of the sudden plans and many ideas will come to your mind. Things that you try to remember before the Salat doesn't come to your mind. As soon as you enter in the Salat, like you're reading from a notebook, everything's coming to you at that time to disturb you, to keep you away from khushu'. And this take away from the Salat. When a person is disturbed and a person forget, they may miss something. They may forget to do something in the Salat, or in other times they may add something into the Salat. All of this because a person, they forget. Because sometimes some of us, we pray but we don't pay attention. Now we're praying, but then our minds went away. What we're thinking about? Allahu A'lam. Everybody thinking about something. And then all of a sudden, when a person get into ruku or get there, like, what is it? Is this the second rak'ah? Is it third? What is this? A person may add a sujood. He's supposed to pray two. Now he add a third one. Or instead to go to the sujood, person here, all this going up. He made only one. Okay? Because of this, we human, we do forget. And shaitan is diligent. It's going to come to you and try to whisper to you and disturb you in your prayer. For all this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has legislated for us, if this happened, to prostrate in the end of the Salat. And this will make up for the deficiency in the Salat. And also it is pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it's hard on the shaitan, because shaitan now, by doing that, want to take away from your Salat. But Allah has legislated something that encounter his plan, encounter the shaitan plan, Okay, that miss, in our terms, misses up the shaitan's plan. Alhamdulillah. He says, and it's pleasing to Allah, this action. When you prostrate in the end of the salat, this is pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And these prostrations, due to this, not any prostration. This one here, the ulama, they call it sujood as-sahw, the prostration of forgetfulness. وما هو السهو؟ السهو هو النسيان. سهو سين ها واو is to forget. When a person forget, that's سهو. Anyone here don't forget? Do you forget sometimes? Give me an example of forgetting.
I'll forget.
Yes. Anything.
Salah.
Huh? Salah. No, any forgetting. You forget your turn. Some people forget to turn their phone off in Salat. Yes, that happens. Sometimes, yes, alhamdulillah, they have the habit. Whenever they come to the masjid, they turn off. But sometimes they forget. Why they forget? Are they bad people? Are they human? Another example.
You get things at the store all the time.
That's, you pay for and then leave it at the store?
I was supposed to get something.
You forget to get stuff from the store. I know, that's true, it happened to many of us. That's why it'd be nice to get a list, write it down, you know, and cross off whatever you put on the card. Yeah, so that's what I do. But if you try, like, I got you. Are you sure I'm sending you text message? Come on, it's okay, I got it. Now you come back with half of the groceries. And what else you forget? Forget your notebook to take notes. أحسنت. أي نعم. طيب. قال الشيخ الفوزان حفظه الله وقد سهى النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم الصلاة. So we're talking about this matter of forgetting. You forget and do things, or you forget to perform certain things in the salat. Well, guess what? You're not the first one that happened. It happened to the best of mankind. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he did forget in his prayer. وَكَانَ سَهْوُهُ مِنْ تَمَامِ نِعْمَةِ اللَّهِ عَلَى أُمَّتِهِ وَإِكْمَالِ دِينِهِمْ. But when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam forgot, he did forget, as the Shaykh is going to mention later on. But actually, him sallallahu alaihi wasallam forgetting in the prayer, this is shows the completion of the ni'am and the favors of Allah upon this ummah. The Prophet ﷺ, he forgot in the salat, but that shows that this deen is complete. لِيَقْتَلْ هَاوْ So that the people, those who forget, to follow what he did, ﷺ, when he forgot. Allahu Akbar. فَقَدْ حُفِظَ عَنْهُ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ وَقَيْعَ السَّهْوِ فِي الصَّلَاتِ. And we have reports and narrations recorded that when the Prophet ﷺ forget, سَلَّمَ مِنْ اثْنَتَيْنِ فَسَجَدْ is the hadith of Abu Huraira رضي الله عنه, agreed upon by Imam al-Bukhari, Imam Muslim. The Prophet ﷺ, he make taslim after two rak'at when he supposed to pray for Dhuhr or Asr. He's supposed to pray four rak'ah, but the Prophet ﷺ, after making the tashahud, after this first two units, he makes taslim. This is the hadith agreed upon by Imam Bukhari, a Muslim, hadith of Abu Huraira. It is known also, the people of now they call the hadith of Dhul Yadain, the qissa of Dhul Yadain. Because in that qissa, after the Prophet ﷺ made the taslim, nobody talked to the Prophet ﷺ because he had haiba. Nobody from the companions. They know that the Prophet ﷺ prayed only two. And that same salat the Prophet ﷺ always prayed for. Always. That's the first time the Prophet ﷺ prayed two. But since he is the messenger of Allah, so the companions, none of them said anything. Then a man, his name Dhul Yadain, because his hands were big, then he the one who says, Ya Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, aqasuratis salatu am nasit? Look, even him, he look how the understanding that Allah has given them. He said to him, O Messenger of Allah, this salat that we always pray behind you for, is it shortened now? Or did you forget? SubhanAllah. Is this salat shortened? Is shortened now? Because they know he is the Messenger of Allah. As long as he is still alive, things can change. But after his death, can anyone change anything from the deen? No. That's why we have things in the deen that call them nasikh wal mansukh. Some ayats, they were abrogated. And some ahkam, they were abrogated. And the like. So this sahabi, he understand this matter. That's why he said to the Prophet ﷺ, is this salat that we always prayed behind you for, is it shortened now to two? Or did you forget, O Messenger of Allah? The Prophet ﷺ, he says, neither nor. He says, no, it's not shortened, and I did not forget. Then that man says, well, in this case, you did forget, O Messenger of Allah. See? You did forget then. So if it's not shortened, alhamdulillah, so it's still four, he says, Bala nasita ya Rasulullah. Now you did forget. What the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, look, Nabiyur Rahmah, the Prophet of Mercy, he has the excellent manners. He said to him, who are you to tell me that I forget? No. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam have the excellent manners and morals. He turns to the companions, the rest of the congregation, he says, is he truthful? Duliyadain, this man, is he truthful what he say? Did I forget? They said, yes, you did forget, O Messenger of Allah. وسلم من ثلاثين فسجد. Also, on another occasion, the Prophet make the taslim after three instead of four. In the hadith of Imran ibn Hussein, in Sahih Muslim, hadith number 1293, 1293, 1293. Also, the Prophet ﷺ, after making the tashahud, the first tashahud, after the first two units, after the first two units, he's supposed to sit for tashahud. The Prophet ﷺ stood up for the third rak'ah without making that tashahud. The first tashahud. Sahwan. Forgetting. Na'am, forgetting. And he made the sujood of sahw. Wa ghayri dhalik. The Shaykh said only a couple of examples. And this, the last one is hadith that is agreed upon by Imam al-Bukhari, Imam Muslim. The authority of Abdullah ibn Buhayna, radiallahu anhu. Is in Bukhari and Muslim. In Bukhari, hadith number 829, and Sahih Muslim, hadith number 1269 in Muslim, 829 in Sahih al-Bukhari. وَقَالَ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ إِذَا سَجَدَ أَوْ إِذَا سَهَى عَفْوًا إِذَا سَهَى قَالَ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ إِذَا سَهَى أَحَدُكُمْ فَلْيَسْجُدْ سَجْدَتَيْنِ. When one of you forgets in his prayer, let him prostrate twice. This hadith is collected by Imam Muslim, rahimahullah, from the hadith of Ibn Mas'ud, radiallahu anhu, hadith number 1283. قال الشيخ صالح الفوزان حفظه الله ويشرع سجود السهو لأحد ثلاثة أمور. Now he says, prostration of forgetfulness is legislated for three reasons. أولاً, number one, إِذَا زَادَ فِي الصَّلَاةِ سَهْوًا. When a person add to his salat, when a woman add to her salat, سَهْوًا, forgetfulness, not somebody wants to be creative. And says, Fajr 2, I'm going to pray 4 today. 4 rak'ah better than 2. No. That's an innovation now. This person is innovating, he's adding to the deen of Allah, that's not from it. Okay? Someone want to pray Asr 6 rakat instead of 4. So I'm going to add 2, better. I would be better than those who pray only 4. Doesn't work like that. إِنَّمَا هُوَ الْإِتِّبَاعِ. But a person may pray 5 rakat in Asr. Are forgetting, they forget. Okay? ثَانِيًا إِذَا نَقَسَ مِنْهَا سَهْوًا. The opposite of the first one, when a person take away from his salat, forget him. Instead to pray 4, pray only 3 or 2. ثَالِثًا إِذَا حَصَلَ عِنْدَهُ شَكٌّ فِي زِيَادَةٍ أَوْ نَقْصٍ. The third one, when a person have a doubt, this is the person he's praying, or she's praying, and then at that moment that person, he's in one rak'ah, reciting, and then that person said to himself, this is the third or the fourth, which one is this? This is the third rak'ah. It may happen to you when you pray by yourself, and also may happen to you as an imam. The imam is leading the congregation, you don't know what's going on in his mind. And the imam is not allowed to turn to somebody and say, excuse me guys, this is 3 or 4, can't do that. Imam can't turn and say, excuse me guys, no, can't. So now, what's going on in his mind is like at that moment, this is 3 or 4. So he has the what now? The doubt. Likewise, Sujood al-Sahw is legislated for this reason. قال الشيخ صالح الفوزان حفظه تعالى فيسجد لأحد هذه الثلاثة حسب ما ورد به الدليل لا لكل زيادة أو نقص أو شك. الشيخ صالح الفوزان says, so a person will prostrate if one of these three reasons and three things occur according to the دليل, as the adilla shows. Not whenever he adds something or miss something from his salat or any doubt. لا. Okay? قال ويشرع سجود السهو إذا وجد سببه سواء كانت الصلاة فريدة أو نافلة لعموم الأدلة. The Sheikh says, so prostrating due to forgetfulness, it is legislated if there is a reason for it. And this applicable for the obligatory prayers and the optionals. Sheikh says, because of the general adilla. The adilla does not specify only the obligatory prayers. No, he says, because of the general dalil and proofs, you can prostrate if there is a reason, valid reason. You can do the prostration of forgetfulness, whether that addition or doubt or deficiency, whether occurs in an obligatory prayer or an optional prayer as well. Now the Shaykh is going to bring some details, inshaAllah ta'ala. فالحالة الأولى من الأحوال التي يشرع لها سجود السهو. Now I want you to pay attention. You're going to get what I'm saying. He's going to get a little bit more detailed, okay? So there is details and there is... Okay, so pay attention, inshallah ta'ala. Don't forget. Alright? طيب. فالحالة الأولى من الأحوال التي يشرع لها سجود السهو. What is the first reason when the salah, where the prostrated forgetfulness is legislated? Ahsan. Hiya halatu ziyada fi salah. When a person adds something to the prayer, out of forgetfulness, of course. Wahiya imma ziyada tu af'alin aw ziyada tu aqwal. Whether that person add an action, a move, like Adam, extra ruku' or add a rak'ah or add a sujood, okay, or add statements also, whether by action or by statements. Now the Shaykh is going to give it details. قال فزيادة الأفعال إذا كانت زيادة من جنس الصلاة. Now this addition in actions It is addition in the salah, that which is from the salah itself. كالقيام في محل القعود. For instance, a person supposed to sit, but they stood up. That's an addition. They used to sit. You see? They used to sit for tashahud, for example, but they stand up for. They used to sit for the to complete the salat. They stand up for a fifth rak'ah, for example. والقعود في محل القيام. Or somebody supposed to stand, but they sit. أو زاد ركوعا أو سجودا. Another example, somebody who had another ruku'. Yeah, a person may like سَمِعَ اللَّهُ لِمَنْ حَمِدَ رَبَّنَا وَلَكَ الْحَمْدُ, and then at that moment he lost count. Shaitan came to that person at that moment, started thinking about, I don't know what, and instead to go for sujood, what that person do? Another ruku'. Or a person add another sujood. We have two sujdatain for each unit. Person, he make the first sujood, Allahu Akbar. Then he go for the second sujood. Now whether he goes up for the another rak'ah or sits, if this is tashahud, now this person say Allahu Akbar again, went another third sujood. فَإِذَا فَعَلَ ذَلِكَ سَهْوًا فَإِنَّهُ يَسْجُدُ لِلسَّهْوِ. If a person does this out of forgetfulness, not on purpose. Because if that's on purpose, that's something else. We learn way back that salat is void, wa'iyadu billah, and that person is sinful. Because no one has the right to add anything to the deen of Allah. And the salat is from the deen of Allah. So keep in mind, this is for those who forget. If a person add anything in the salat, then that person will prostrate. The prostration of forgetfulness. لقوله صلى الله عليه وسلم في حديث ابن مسعود فإذا زاد الرجل أو نقص في صلاته فليسجد سجدتين رواه مسلم. The hadith that we mentioned earlier, the hadith of ابن مسعود رضي الله عنه. This hadith, actually we didn't mention it yet, we're just mentioning it right now. The hadith of ابن مسعود رضي الله عنه, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم says, if a man add or miss something in his salah, should prostrate two prostrations. قال ولأن الزيادة في الصلاة نقص من هيئتها في المعنى فشرع السجود لها لينجبر النقص. The Shaykh said, and also because when a person adds something in the salah, that takes away from the completion of the salah. That's deficiency. Even though a person adds something, but that's a deficiency. Because now that person, he didn't perform the complete prayer by adding something, and that's deficiency in itself. And alhamdulillah, prostration for forgetfulness is legislated to make up for that deficiency. قَالَ وَكَذَا لَوْ زَادَ رَكَعَةً سَهْوًا وَلَمْ يَعْلَمْ إِلَّا بَعْدَ فَرَاغِهِ مِنْهَا فَإِنَّهُ يَسْجُدُ لِلسَّهْوِ. Another example the Shaykh mentioned, if a person add a whole rak'ah, how many rak'ahs in Fajr? Two. This person, he add one rak'ah, he's praying the third now, stood up. Instead to sit for tashahud, this person, he stood up for the third rak'ah, out of forgetfulness. If this person didn't pay attention until he finished that rak'ah, then that person, he prostrates for forgetfulness. Two prostrations. This person didn't know until he finished this third unit that he added and don't supposed to add. The Shaykh says that person prostrate for the prostration of forgetfulness. قال أما إن علم في أثناء الركعة الزائدة. Now, if that person know, he know or he was made to know. The Shaykh is going to mention if he's the Imam. If that person know while he's performing that extra rak'ah that he doesn't supposed to perform, what do he do? فَإِنَّهُ يَجْلِسُ فِي الْحَالِ. At that moment when he remember, or he was made to remember, somebody draw his attention, then at that moment he should sit. If for example somebody stood up for a third rak'ah in Fajr, fifth rak'ah in Asr, fourth rak'ah in Maghrib, fifth rak'ah on Dhuhr or Isha. And he remembered himself, he's like, no, this is not, I'm supposed to sit. Or he was the Imam and the Ma'moom says, Subhanallah, as the Shaykh mentioned, the women, they clap their hands, then he has to sit immediately. And ويتشهد إن لم يكن تشهد ثم يسجد للسهو ويسلم. And then he make prostrate, he make tashahud if he didn't make tashahud yet, that tashahud in the last two units, and he make the sujood the sahu, then make taslim. وإن كان إماما, now the Shaykh says, now he says, if this happened to the Imam, لزم من علم من المأمومين بزيادة تنبيهه بأن يسبح الرجال وتصفق النساء. But now if this happened to the Imam, he's the one who add something to the Salat. If the Imam add anything in the Salat. So it is incumbent upon the people behind him, and especially those who are paying attention. Some people, they behind the Imam, they don't even know the Imam what rak'ah he is in. They just whatever he does. If he prays seven rak'ah for Asr, they will like, Salam, Salam. Because they are not there, their mind is not there. And this is not good. That's why Shaykh says, Man alima. It is incumbent upon those who have knowledge to remind the Imam. Because if you're not sure, so you're just like the Imam too. You know what I'm saying? That's why sometimes people don't pay attention. Subhanallah. For what? The Imam is right. And they just, no. You got to be, that's why it says, Man alima. Those who have knowledge, you have certainty that this Imam, you were paying attention. You were in the Salat. You didn't go nowhere. I mean your mind, because your body, you're there. You were with your mind and your heart was into the Salat. And you know for sure that this Imam, he stood up for the fifth rak'ah in Asr. You know that. But if somebody was not always thinking about his car, changing oil in the Salat, in the first rak'ah, the second rak'ah he's reviewing the list of groceries, third rak'ah he's planning his trip to Alabama or to Mississippi, now all of the sudden, Subhanallah, Subhanallah, man. Subhanallah, you're saying for yourself? Now this is for someone who has knowledge, he knows that Imam added a fifth rak'ah. So the man, they say Subhanallah. All that said, they say Subhanallah, the Imam should know at that time that he did something, he added something. The women, they clap. Maybe there is women behind. Maybe nobody from the men said anything, but one woman or two, they were present with their mind. So they clap with their hands. They don't say Subhanallah. The women, they clap with their hands. If the Imam heard that, he knows that something is not right in his Salah. Okay? So look how many rulings here. Now, if the Imam adds something, that's one ruling. The second ruling, it's incumbent upon anyone who has knowledge with that addition of the Imam to remind him. They can't tell him, Akhi, you add something. La. The man says, Subhanallah. The women, they clap their hands. The other, another ruling, يلزم الإمام حينئذ الرجوع إلى تنبيههم. Now it becomes binding upon that Imam to go back to the right position after they reminded him. But with a condition though. With a condition. إِذَا لَمْ يَجْزِمْ بِصَوَابِ نَفْسِهِ. Unless if he's sure what he's doing. See? Because sometimes the Imam is sure this is the only the fourth rak'ah for Asr. But now somebody in the congregation, he wasn't even following. He think he was the fifth. And he's like, Subhanallah. Now the Imam, he knows what he's doing. He don't pay attention to that. إِذَا لَمْ يَجْزِمْ بِالصَّوَابِ نَفْسِهِ لِأَنَّهُ رُجُوعٌ إِلَى الصَّوَابِ. So if the imam he's not very sure, then and they say to him subhanallah, then he should go back and sit and finish the prayer, because that's what he's supposed to be doing, and that's the position that the imam is supposed to be in. وَكَدَ يَلْزَمُهُمْ تَنْبِيهُ عَلَى النَّقْصِ. Likewise, if the imam, for example, praying Fajr or praying Asr, for instance, after the third rak'ah, he sits for tashahud. Is this right? Is it right?
No.
What is the problem, Hassan?
He added an extra rak'ah for Fajr.
He added an extra rak'ah?
He said Fajr and Asr.
No, yeah, I said in Fajr, after the first rak'ah, he sits. And in Asr, after the third rak'ah, he sits.
He's supposed to get up.
No, so he's missing what? A whole rak'ah is missing. That's why the Shaykh also, when the imam is missing something in his prayer, they remind him as well. قال وأما زيادة الأقوال, as for adding something in the prayers, in as a statement, كالقراءة في الركوع والسجود. Somebody recite Quran in ركوع or in سجود. وقراءة سورة في الركعتين الأخيرتين من الرباعي والثالثة من المغرب. And reciting surah in the last two units of Dhuhr, Asr, Isha, and the third one of Maghrib. But however, here we have statements of other noble scholars. Shaykh al-Uthaymeen rahimahu ta'ala in his book Tanbih al-Afham, the explanation of Umdat al-Ahkam, he mentioned that the Prophet ﷺ used to sometimes recite a surah, sometimes in the third and the fourth rak'ah, sometimes, not all time. Okay? Anyway, the Shaykh Salih al-Fawzan wa ta'ala, he says, فَإِذَا فَعَلَ ذَلِكَ سَهْوًا اسْتُحِبَّ لَهُ السُّجُودُ لِلسَّهْوِ. If a person forgets and recites in ruku' or sujood Quran, it is recommended for that person to prostrate, the prostration of forgetfulness. هذه الحالة الأولى. أما الحالة الثانية, ما هي الحالة الثانية؟ What is the second reason for the prostration of forgetfulness, Naam Ahmed? ما الحالة الأولى؟ What was the first reason? For adding something to the prayer. The opposite of it is the second one. What is it? For missing something from the salah. No. وهي ما إذا نقص من الصلاة سهوا. When a person forget, supposed to do something but they didn't do it. Example بأن ترك منها شيئا. The Shaykh says that the person did not perform certain things that person is supposed to perform. Now here is تفصيل, details. قال فإن كان المتروك ركنا. Now if that imam or that person who is praying alone did not perform is a ركن, a pillar. وَكَانَ هَذَا الرُّكْنُ تَكْبِيرَةُ الْإِحْرَامِ. Look, it's more detailed, that's why I told you to pay attention. And if that pillar is تَكْبِيرَةُ الْإِحْرَامِ, what is تَكْبِيرَةُ الْإِحْرَامِ? Huh? The first takbir. The first one, when you stand and say, Allahu Akbar. لَمْ تَنْعَقِدْ صَلَاتُهُ وَلَا يُغْنِي عَنْهُ سُجُودُهُ. If a person forgets تَكْبِيرَةُ الْإِحْرَامِ and performs the prayers, that person didn't even start the salat. His salat is not even started, and that sujood will be of no benefit. وَإِنْ كَانَ رُقْنًا غَيْرَ تَكْبِيرَةِ الْإِحْرَامِ. Now, if that which that person has not performed is still a pillar, but other than تَكْبِيرَةِ الْإِحْرَامِ, for example, ruku' or sujood. Person forget or ruku' or sujood. Let's say he forgets sujood, we'll make it easy. This person is praying, first rak'ah, make ruku'ah, went to the sujood. How many sujood he has to make?
Two.
Every unit has two prostrations. This person make one sajda and stood up. Sujood is pillar from the pillars of salat. وذكر هذا المتروك قبل شروعه في قراءة ركعة أخرى. But this person, as soon as while he's standing, remembers. Oh, I should have eyes only one. Or somebody reminded him. Or he stands, but he didn't begin to recite yet Fatiha. Didn't begin to recite Al-Fatiha yet in the other units. فإنه يعود وجوبا. Sheikh says it's obligatory upon that person to go back. فيأتي به يعني بذلك الركن وبما بعده. So he has to go to that rukn that he has missed and performed it and perform everything that come after it. That if he did not begin to recite in the second rak'ah, in the other rak'ah that he stood up for. قال وإن ذكره بعد شروعه في قراءة ركعة أخرى. Now the Shaykh is giving us scenarios that happen to the people and we fall into sometimes. Now a person forget ruku' for example or sujood and didn't remember until he stood up and began to recite. What that person do at that time? The Shaykh says بطلت الركعة التي الركعة التي تركه منها وقامت الركعة التي تليها مقامها لأنه ترك ركنا لم يمكنه استدراكه لتلبسه بالركعة التي بعدها. In this case, the Shaykh حفظه الله تعالى says, automatically, the unit, the ركعة that he has missed that pillar, become void, like he did not pray. And the one that he is starting right now take its place. Take its place automatically. Why? Since he cannot go back to the other rak'ah, since he already began to recite in the other one. Is that clear? So the Shaykh said if a person stands up but he didn't begin to recite, then he should go back. If he remembered himself or somebody reminded him, he has to get up to go back. Perform that pillar and perform everything that come after it. But if that person already is reciting in the rak'ah that he stood up, then that person, he continue reciting, and that rak'ah that he has missed, that pillar, is void. It's not counted. And the one he just started now, take its place. Okay? Continue, inshallah, after the other. Nah. قال وإن لم يعلم بالركن المتروك إلا بعد السلام. Now the Shaykh mentioned another scenario. What if the person did not know that he has missed a pillar in the unit until after he makes salam? Person after he makes salam is like, oh, he didn't make the pillar. قال فإنه يعتبره كترك ركعة كاملة. At that moment, that person, he consider one rak'ah, a whole unit is missing. One unit is missing. Okay? Remember, because the Shaykh before he says, if a person began to recite in the rak'ah that he stood up for, I said the first one, the one before it is nullified, is null and void. And the new one he started, take its place. Now this person, after he makes taslim, meaning he already recited and stuff. So, after he makes taslim, now he remembered that he missed the sujda, sujood or ruku'. Now he considered that he's missing a whole unit now, whole rak'ah. How he's going to make it up? Here is tafsir, that's why I told you there's details. Okay? قال الشيخ صلى الله عليه وسلم فإن لم يطول الفصل وهو باق على طهارته أتى بركعة كاملة وسجد للسهو وسلم. If this person after he make taslim remember or somebody reminded him, because it happened to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, He makes taslim after two, as we mentioned, after three. And he was reminded after. The Shaykh, he says, now, but this is pertaining to missing a pillar. Not a whole unit, a pillar in the unit. The Shaykh, he says, if it was not a long time passed by, then he remember. No, it was shortly after taslim. Shortly after taslim, he remembers. And he still, that person still upon tahara, didn't break his wudu. What that person do? The Shaykh Salah Fawzan says, he got up and performed a complete unit, complete rak'ah. And prostrate, at the end of it, prostrate for the two prostrate and forgetfulness, and then make taslim. قال وإن طال الفصل أو انتقد وضوءه استأنف الصلاة من جديد. The Shaykh said, but if a person remember after a while, or he remember after he breaks his wudu, now that person, what he do? The Shaykh, he says, he performed the whole prayer again. Now, Allahu A'lam. A while, Khalif, ما هو يقول الفاصل يعني الوقت طويل يعني بالنسبة لمن تذكر يعني سلم نسي ركعة مثلا أو نسي كذا. الشيخ الفوزان يقول إذا لم يطول الفاصل وبقي على وضوئه يأتي بركعة، لكن إذا طال الفاصل أو انتقد وضوئه يأتي بالصلاة من جديد. يعني ماذا يعني بال يعني ما زال في الصلاة، ما زال في المسجد. الرجل ما زال في المسجد لم يذهب وقضى أمور وأشغال. أنا سمعت مرة الآن أذكر الحمد لله جزاك الله خير. Now I remember, yes, one of the mashayikh, I can't remember his name, but I remember they asked him the same thing. They said, Shaykh, what is, how long? He said, if that person is still in the masjid remembering Allah, or even talking to somebody, but he's still in the masjid, still in that, he just finished the salat. But if he went somewhere or began to do other things, that's like they said, it's long. Because to do things, it takes time. Tayyib? Inshallah. Wallahu A'lam. Tayyib. قال إلا look details more details إلا أن يكون المتروك تشهدا أخيرا أو سلاما فإنه لا يعتبر كترك ركعة كاملة بل يأتي به ويسجد ويسلم. He said unless if that which he has missed is the تشهد الأخير, the last تشهد or سلام, then this rule doesn't apply in here, because when a person forget the last تشهد or forget to make تسليم in the end of the salah, it is not considered as a person left off the whole rak'ah. Whenever he remembers, he doesn't come up with a rak'ah. He just make that tashahud or make taslim. And he make the prostration of forgetfulness and make taslim. Tayyib? No. وَإِن نَسِيَ التَّشَهُدَ الْأَوَّلِ وَقَامَ إِلَى الرَّكْعَةِ الثَّالِثَةِ. Now if a person, the Shaykh, another scenario, a person forget the first tashahud. In what salat, for example? Abu Bakr. What salat? Isha. What another salat? Maghrib. Abdul Majid, another salat? First tashahud. If we say first, meaning there is another one. Dhuhr, Ahsan. Can we say the middle tashahud? Because sometimes people, they say the middle tashahud. No, they say, ya Shaykh, a person forget the middle tashahud in dhuhr. Is this correct? No? Who says no? No, Shaykh. لماذا? You're right. It's not correct, but why?
Because if it's middle, it should be one first and one third.
Ahsant. فَهُوَ كَذَلِكَ Ahsant. نعم, Ahsant. And this, we benefit this from Shaykh Muhammad Aman al-Jami, rahimahullah. Shaykh Muhammad Aman al-Jami, rahimahullah, one of the great scholars of the Salaf. He died in the year 1416 of the Hijrah. some like 19 years ago. He was one of the great scholars of the Salaf. He used to teach in Medina, and he used to teach at the Masjid of the Prophet. And he used to read the questions by himself. They raised in a paper, and he used to read it. And he used to correct the grammar. He's like, you students of knowledge, still making mistakes in grammar. Sometimes he said, SubhanAllah, the way you're writing this is like, are you learning from the Pakistanis and Bangladeshis and the people who come that don't speak Arabic, meaning? Because those people who came from whatever, from Philippines, Bangladesh, Pakistan, India, or even some African countries who do not know Arabic, they, when they go to Saudi, for example, they learn the broken Arabic. Inta yiji ana yimshi. Inta yiji ana yimshi. It's like, you need to know Arabic to understand this. Because this one is not Arabic. Inta ayn min hina ana ayn min hina. Meaning, I got you, man, I got you. Anyway, the Shaykh said, SubhanAllah, the way that certain people, the students of now, the way they write these questions, Rakik, uslub Rakik, meaning very broken Arabic, man, very bad. Like in English, give me, Hassan, give me like a broken sentence. I give it to you. Look, me come, you first. What do you understand with this? Huh? You didn't understand. But the person who, somebody who just came from any country, don't know English, just came here first two, three months, start learning a little bit, and he said to you, Brother Hassan, me come, you go. What do he mean?
Wherever I go, you go.
When I get here, then you can go. You see?
Yeah.
Maybe you're working in the same store, two shifts. He wants to say, as soon as I get here, you can go home. He's like, me come, you go. See? So the Shaykh said, SubhanAllah, who's supposed to learn Arabic from who? He said, those people who come, they don't speak Arabic, they come from countries that don't speak Arabic, they're supposed to learn Fusha from us. Now we're learning their Arabic from them. See? SubhanAllah. Once I was in this cab, me and a brother from UAE, a friend of mine, we were in Hajj, and we took a cab, this brother from Bangladesh. And the brother, he was sneezing a lot. He has like cold. Achoo! Then we say, Yarhamukallah, the driver, he knows it. Yarhamukallah. Then the brother, after like not even a minute, achoo! Then the driver said to him, Yarhamukallah. The third time, achoo! He said, Yarhamukallah. At the fourth time, he turned to him and said, Inta kitir achi achi. Inta ma fi yarhamukallah. Inta fi tabib. Replying the sunnah. But the way he said it was nice. He says, Inta kitir achi achi achi. You mini achi achi. In English. You mini achi achi. Mini achi. And then he said to him, you yarhamukallah, no way. You doctor. Mean you're sick, you gotta go to the doctor. Because we have a hadith. When a person make atas, you can say to him, Yarhamukallah, three times. After that person is sick, he has to, mashallah. Anyway, Sheikh Muhammad Aman al-Jami, rahimahullah, he's reading a question, and then he said, Ya Sheikh, what a person do when he forgets the middle tashahud? Then the Sheikh corrected, he said, there is no such thing middle tashahud. Because for it to be a middle tashahud, he has to be in the middle. And if he is to be in the middle, he has to be one before it and one after it. Do we have any salat that has three tashahuds? No. So therefore you should say at tashahud al-awwal, the first tashahud. So now if a person forgets the first tashahud, وَقَامَ إِلَى الرَّكْعَةِ الثَّالِثَةِ. When this will happen? Well, Tariq, when somebody forget the first tashahud, give me salat Fajr?
No.
Jumu'ah?
Land, except Fajr.
Ahsant. Dhuhr, Asr, Maghrib, and Isha. Ahsant. Barakallahu feek. So he stood up for the third rak'ah. لَزِمَهُ الرُّجُوعِ لِلْإِتْيَانِ بِالتَّشَهُدِ مَا لَمْ يَسْتَتِمَّ قَائِمًا. Now this person remembered himself while he's standing, or as soon as he's standing, somebody called him and say, Subhanallah, he has to get back and make the tashahud. But if he's already standing up straight, the Shaykh said he doesn't come back. He continued that third rak'ah. كُرِهَا رُجُوعُ فَإِنْ رَجَعَ لَمْ تَبْطُلْ صَلَاتُهُ. And in this case, he just remembered to make the prostration of forgetfulness. But if he's after his standing, because some people they insist because they don't know some rulings. I was once, the brother, he was leading the Salat in Philadelphia years ago, and he forget this, he stood up and he knows the ruling. I'm telling you, a lot of people sit there, SubhanAllah. The first day they say SubhanAllah, but then the second one, SubhanAllah. The third one, like, they really mad at him. And then they start talking to each other. He should sit. They start talking in Salat. Yeah, somehow. They start, you should sit, right? Sit, brother, one said, sit. That's why you need to learn the ilm, subhanAllah, knowledge. He says, but if that person stood up and then he went back, it is disliked for him to go back after standing right. But inshallah ta'ala, there is nothing wrong. His salat doesn't void the salat. وَإِنْ شَرَعَ فِي الْقِرَاءَ حَرُمَ عَلَيْهِ الرُّجُوعِ لِأَنَّهُ تَلَبَّسَ بِرُكْنٍ آخَرَ فَلْيَقْطَعُهُ. But if he began to recite, should not go back, because now he's already starting another unit and another pillar in another unit, which is the recitation of Surah Al-Fatiha. He should not disrupt that prayer and that rukn. وإن ترك التسبيح في الركوع أو السجود لزمه الرجوع الإتيان به ما لم يعتدل قائما في الركعة الأخرى ويسجد للسهو في كل هذه الحالات. Likewise, if a person didn't say سبحان ربي العظيم الركوع وسبحان ربي الأعلى السجود لزمه الرجوع الإتيان به, he can go back and do it as long as he didn't stand up straight and he prostrate the two prostrate forgetfulness in all of this aforementioned situations. وصلى الله وسلم على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليم كثيرا. The third reason, inshallah, we'll do it next Monday, inshallah ta'ala. جزاكم الله خير, بارك الله فيكم.